Christ makes me a tasty view from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear Saints of God, today we commemorate All Saints' Day. And before you ask the question of why we would observe All Saints' Day, for after all, Lutherans don't believe in saints, do they, Pastor? Please don't ask that question of me, because it will expose both of our ignorances. Yours for asking the question and mine for not answering it much sooner. Today, on the basis of the gospel lesson, blessed are those who meek, those who mourn, and so on. We will explore the questions: what is a saint? Where are the saints? Perhaps the most important question to you: are you a saint? Just what is a saint? Well, the scriptures use different terms to describe them. In the epistle lesson today, you heard it described as children of God. Saints are children of God. Sometimes we hear saints described as people who live exemplary lives on this earth. Oftentimes we hear in scripture of people who say the saints are those who have died in the faith. In the first hymn that you sang today, you sang about martyrs, about those who gave witness of their faith in this earthly pilgrimage, and now stand before their Lord God, giving witness day and night. That leads us to the question of where are the saints? Well, the scripture again answers that question thusly: the saints are the church of God. Well, then we must ask, where is the church of God? The church of God, of course, is in heaven before the throne of God, but it is also here on earth. Now, what do you mean, Pastor? Are you saying that you're a saint and some of these people here are saints? Yes. Not by what we do, but by what God has done. Now, what is a saint? Where are the saints? And are you a saint? Are Christians such to dominate your hearts and minds this day as this text of God's Word is explored? Jesus does not say in the text, blessed are you if you are poor in spirit, or blessed are you if you are meek. Blessed are you if you are merciful. And herein we must make a careful distinction. If Jesus were to have said, blessed are you if, then the blessing would depend upon your own activity of making yourself meek. Rather, blessings, Jesus tells us, comes to those who are poor, who are meek, who are merciful. Thus, it means that this condition is something that has been put upon you, not something that you are. In other words, this condition of being a saint and being blessed is the result of something prior to an activity. To be poor in spirit, to mourn, to be meek and merciful means that something has made you this way. What makes you this way is predicated on what these terms mean. What does it mean for you to be Thank you. Jesus.